Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. Now, before the break, as I mentioned, Valentine's weekend is almost here, and a popular and always appreciated gift for your loved one is flowers. Today's guest knows pretty much everything there is to know about flowers for Valentine's Day and the other occasions in our lives when flowers are the centerpiece. He is Manny Gonzalez, owner of Tiger Lily Florist, the largest florist in South Carolina. Welcome, Manny.
Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
I am so glad that you can be here today. I know it's going to be a very busy week for you, the upcoming week with Valentine's. So let's talk about Tiger Lily Florist. What has been the success of Tiger Lily Florist in terms of it's been the number one florist for going back 15 years to the year 2000? What do you think is behind all of that?
Well, first of all, it's a fantastic town that we live in and the fantastic people that live here. We can't do what we do in a lot of other towns because they just don't appreciate flowers as much as the folks here in Charleston do. And we started out in 1996 and we were okay. But then about 1998, Claire and I, my beautiful wife and co-owner of the store, decided that we were going to try to be the best florist in Charleston. And once we made that decision and made that commitment, then things just started going great for us.
Well, you have certainly embraced that challenge, and you more than met it, because I have been fortunate to be a recipient of your arrangements and have certainly used Tiger Lily to give those very special arrangements to friends and family. And they're just exquisite. I don't know what else to say. They're just always perfect.
Thanks, Rebecca. I really appreciate that. We work hard at getting the best flowers from around the world and getting the best designers we can find and putting the best product out there every day.
Well, let's talk about your design staff. How do you find these folks and what is their background?
Well, that's a great question. You know, a lot of times these designers, we have to kind of grow them ourselves. You know, they're folks who have a knack for it, maybe around the house, or maybe they did a little bit for business. But they come in and work with Tiger Lily. We do things differently than any other florist does things. And we teach them up. We coach them up. And for some folks, it just clicks with them. They're fantastic. Every once in a while, we have a great designer who's been doing it for a while and fits right in, does an awesome job. Like, we've got a designer right now named Heather, who's just fantastic. And we were really lucky to have her. But the rest of them, we kind of grow them our own.
Okay. And you have such a high quality of flora and fauna. Where do you get your plants and flowers?
I really appreciate that, because that's a lot of hard work. When we decided we were going to try to be the best florist in Charleston, we realized we had to find better flowers. So eventually that led us on this path where we have a full-time purchaser, and her job, 40 hours a week plus, is to go out and find the flowers. And she finds them online through auctions. We have a network set up with growers around the country. And literally they come from Northern California. They come through Miami. They come from Holland. They come from Costa Rica. They come from Nicaragua.
Wow.
And they get delivered to Charleston Airport, and we go up there four times a day, and
four
we pick
times
them up.
A
I mean,
day?
I'm sorry, four times a week.
Oh, four times a week. That's still a lot of going to the airport to get flowers.
It is a lot. It's a miracle. I can't even understand it. I've been in the business for 20 years. We'll order flowers from Ecuador at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're at the airport at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness. All right, so that explains the high quality of the flowers and plants. Now, I also really appreciate the personalization, the attention to detail. I mean, I have asked you to do some arrangements and thrown in a little special request because, oh, I know the person, for example, likes music. And if you have to, you'll go out there and you'll incorporate some sort of theme, you know, with music in there. How do you do that?
It is this kind of a interpretive floral design, I guess you can call it.
Interpretive floral. I like that.
You know, a lot of it starts with the card message. We read the card message.
Okay.
What are you trying to say? Happy birthday. I'm sorry, honey. Congratulations. And then we try to interpret that through the types of flowers, a lot of the colors and textures that we use. And we realize that with every arrangement, we're not really sending flowers. We're sending an emotion or a thought or a wish. And if we can capture that in the vase and send it out there, that's where the big payoff is for us.
What is the most unusual request that you've received, or maybe one of the most that you can talk about for a flower arrangement where you've had to really think outside the box?
Well, we had a funeral arrangement once where the gentleman served on a submarine, and they asked us to make a submarine, and we made
submarine.
One.
Yes. Oh my gosh!
It was about 5 feet long or wide, whatever it is, with a periscope and everything. That took some engineering there. Clara once had to do a necklace for a falcon for a wedding, where somebody in the wedding party was a falconer, and she made this little necklace. They put around the falcon. The falcon flew around the ceremony a couple of times and landed back on a gentleman's arm, and I'm not really sure how it finished up, but that was pretty strange. And, of course, we've done a lot of rings on necklaces and crowns for dogs and all kinds of stuff like that.
Crowns for dogs. That's mm-hmm. right. We do. The pet industry is certainly a growing industry. We are talking with Manny Gonzalez. He is the owner of Tiger Lily Florist. I'm going to go ahead and give out your website, Manny. It's tigerlilyflorist.com. And a phone number to reach Manny and his amazing designers is 843-723-2808. Now, we've talked about some different occasions, birthdays, happy occasions, weddings, sadder occasions, funerals. Going back to the weddings, we know that flowers play such an important role in weddings. In Charleston, is consistently named the top wedding destination in the country. So I imagine you serve a wide variety of clientele. What about the boomer out there who is getting ready to be married for the second time? What type of flowers should they think about?
It definitely is a different type of flower arrangement for the boomers. They're sophisticated. They know what they like. Oftentimes, they want a smaller event, more intimate event. Mm-hmm. And Charleston is a fantastic town for the second wedding. I mean, you're talking about venues on the beach. You're talking about plantation homes, the gazebo at White Point Gardens, luxury bed and breakfast. There's so many different venues to have an intimate, sophisticated wedding. And we kind of find that less is more. You know, sometimes the second bride and groom's wedding is almost like a Jimmy Buffett style thing with, floral shirts. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to go to the beach and say a few words. And for something like that, we might just do a little orchid on the gentleman's lapel. And the bride might be carrying very simple hydrangeas with some palm fronds. Then we get the more elaborate, sophisticated arrangements, maybe at the luxury B&Bs where we have peonies and ranunculus for the bridal bouquet. And a gentleman might be carrying or might be wearing a very nice particular rose from maybe Ecuador as a boutonniere. But they know what they want, and we give them what they want.
And is that why you started a new division of your company, Tiger Lily Wedding Division?
Well, weddings are about a third of our business.
A third?
Yes.
Wow.
We'll do a lot of weddings every year. Like you said, Rebecca, this is a wedding town, and it's its own animal, and we treat it that way. So we have a specific staff set up just for weddings. But we did notice over the years that folks are coming for these more intimate weddings. We call them petite weddings. You can, if you wanted to, go on our website and order your bridal bouquet and your boutonnieres and corsages on our website for these smaller, more simple, oftentimes second weddings. But we treat every wedding like it's with the respect that it deserves. And it's very one of the most fun parts of our job is to see these folks come in of all ages, pick up their flowers and that glow on their face. It really makes it worthwhile for us.
And let's talk about the website, which is very impressive, by the way. It's beautifully done. And that website is tigerlilyflorist.com. So I can go on there and then I can get whatever I need for that smaller petite wedding, can't I?
Absolutely. And we also have a whole nother website called tigerlilyweddings.com that's geared more for our elaborate weddings. It's
okay.
Just for weddings, just for the elaborate kind of full service wedding. So either one of those sites will get you to the right area you need to be.
Okay. So as boomers, we are of the age where our children are getting married. So that's great information to have. TigerLilyWeddings.com. Let's talk about that with those bigger weddings. Where can I economize? Where should I not economize and spend the most money for flowers?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, the bride should carry whatever she wants to carry.
Okay. I like
that's
that.
That's number one rule. Whatever
I did that.
She wants, she carries it. Okay. And what really drives the cost on weddings is the number of bridesmaids bouquets and the number of dining tables that we'll do centerpieces for.
Okay.
And a great two great tips I can offer to stretch the budget without compromising the look is we can put the bridesmaids' bouquets to serve double duty. They can carry them for the ceremony. And then at the dining tables, we can put vases on the table where the bridal bouquets can, the bridesmaids' bouquets can go on the table and serve as centerpieces. And now you're kind of getting double duty out of that, and that's awesome. And for the wedding reception, you can mix up the table centerpieces. Let's say you have 30 tables. They don't all have to be big, elaborate floral centerpieces. Maybe half can be floral centerpieces, half can be candles. Maybe one third can be short floral centerpieces, another third can be tall centerpieces, and another third can be candles or something very simple like that. And not only does that stretch the budget, but also adds a depth and texture to the room that you don't get if they're all the same. So I think that's one of our favorite tips to save money on a wedding.
I like that. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers, and we're talking today with Manny Gonzalez, owner of Tiger Lily Florist. Where are you located, Manny?
We're right downtown on Spring Street and Ashley Avenue, just a couple blocks north of MUSC.
Very, very nearby, very central to everybody. Back to the wedding piece of it, or let's talk about romance. It is Valentine's. As boomers, some of us have been married a long time, almost 30 years. In my case, well, 28, I guess, to be exact, 28 years. Some boomers are on their second marriage, or they're in a brand new romance. What do you recommend for that boomer out there who's been married 30 years or is in a brand new romance?
First of all, I think the boomers are the most romantic people out there. They're educated, they're sophisticated, they appreciate love, they appreciate each other, and they appreciate the finer things in life. And something as simple as a floral arrangement is just one of life's little luxuries that really resonates with them. And I really wish, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. We're gonna be doing hundreds of arrangements going all over Charleston. And these folks, these women are going to be very happy with their flowers, but I really wish that they could see their fellas ordering the flowers. Their excitement that they have, the twinkle in their eye, the way they want it just right. You know, some of them will call back 3 or 4 times and say, hey, did she get it? What did she say? You know, what was the look on her face when she got the flowers? Well, we've got 13 vans out there. I really don't know, but they're that into it. They're that excited to send flowers to their lady. I wish hopefully the women can pick up on that, get that emotion, because these guys are awesome and they really, really want to take care of their women.
And gentlemen listening out there, you need to call Tiger Lily and order those flowers for that special person in your life. And I promise you that they will listen and they will do a beautiful job of the arrangement. It'll be very special for that loved one in your life for Valentine's. Now, let's talk about this wonderful giveaway that you have, Manny.
Well, we'd like to give away a dozen roses to the fifth caller. And these roses are coming right from Ecuador. We carry all Ecuadorian long stem roses, the best quality you can get. It's the biggest, we call it the biggest, baddest roses in town. our dozen roses, we're very proud of them. And the winner will get this dozen roses. We will have it delivered in a beautiful gift box. And we're going to knock her socks off. I guarantee it.
And I know that you will. And before we give out that phone number to call, you need to listen a little bit longer here, because I am looking at a beautiful arrangement of flowers. And I was really stunned when you told me how reasonably priced this is. Tell our listener about that. And I'm going to have a picture of it up on our website after the show. So.
Absolutely. You know, we do carry a lot of premium high-end flowers, but we're also proud of the value flowers we offer. This is a $25 we call it our artisan bouquet. If you drive past our shop, you'll probably see a galvanized cart with about 10 of these bouquets on there. We keep that cart full all the time. And at $25, it's a fantastic value. And we also offer our half-price special every day, all day long. All of our loose flowers are half-price. When you just come in, we'll wrap them up for you, get you on your way in just a few minutes. And people, we have a devout following of folks who come in once, sometimes twice a week, a lot of restaurants and art galleries, and as well as homeowners, and they just stock up every week on these half-price flowers. They're fresh. They came in that same day. We just want to put flowers in people's hands and make them part of their lifestyle.
Oh, how nice. And so if you're listening out there and you've got an event to go to, you need a hostess gift at the last minute, go by Tiger Lily. Let's tell the listener out there again where you're located.
We're at 131 Spring Street, right on Spring and Ashley. We're about half a block off the crosstown, and just a mile from the Ravenel Bridge and a mile from the Ashley Bridge. So if you're downtown, we're close.
And you can pick up a beautiful bouquet for $25. I just am amazed. It's absolutely gorgeous. And they have the wonderful loose stem flowers. I love to have fresh flowers in my home. So I love the fact that you offer that, Manny.
Absolutely. A couple of hydrangeas and a couple of lilies on your kitchen table can make the whole house look fantastic.
It really does. It really makes an occasion, a very special occasion, or every day just a little bit more special, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I am going to go ahead and give out that phone number for that lucky fifth caller. You're going to get a beautiful bouquet of roses valued at $100 from Tiger Lily. Here is that phone number. It is 843-723-2808. 843-723-2808. Thank you so much, Manny, for being here.
My pleasure, Rebecca. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. And this is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
This is Rebecca Imholtz, and I'm here with Jerry Garner, a reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage. Jerry, what is a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage allows you to access the equity you built up in your home, so you can convert it into cash or a line of credit. Plus, you don't have to make any monthly mortgage payments. That's really special. Just continue to pay your property taxes and insurance and keep your home's maintenance.
Well, I keep hearing the term the new reverse mortgage. What makes it new?
Yes, that's another great question. We call it new because recent changes to the program have made it a more effective way for you, the homeowner, to gain more financial flexibility, extend the life of your nest egg while maintaining ownership of your home. It helps ensure you'll have enough money longer into retirement so you can enjoy the life you've earned.
Are there any special requirements?
Yes, there are. To be eligible for a reverse mortgage, which is a FHA loan, all the borrowers must be age 62 or older, and your home must be your primary residence with sufficient equity. And as I mentioned earlier, you must be able to meet your property and tax payments. There are different reverse mortgage options to help you have a balanced retirement so you can enjoy the life to the fullest.
That is all great information, Jerry. To learn more about the new reverse mortgage, call Jerry Gardner at 843-670-4332 or visit his very informative website, jerryismyadvisor.com. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.